This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Great to be with you for Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. David Cassidy was a heartthrob for many young ladies in the 1970s from the TV show The Partridge Family. Do you remember that? He was also a very popular singer, and sadly he died in November 2017, only aged 67. He died from complications from dementia, from what I have read. And it was reported in several places that David Cassidy's daughter, Katie, shared David's last words. This is what she said. "Words can't express the solace our family received from all the love and support during this trying time. My father's last words were, 'So much wasted time.' This will be a daily reminder," she said, "for me to share my gratitude in love and never to waste another minute." That's what she said. David Cassidy's daughter. It's a sad commentary, I think, on one's life to feel that so much time is wasted. How awful it must be to come to the end of your life and say, "There was so much wasted time." I don't know what David Cassidy really meant by that. But what is one thing that we all possess, no matter where we live and how we're doing economically? So long as we are alive, we possess one blessing, and that's the blessing of time. Time is something you cannot beg, borrow, or steal from others. It's a blessing that we all have. And the question is, what will we do with the great blessing of time? Sounds a very simple question. You can use time wisely or foolishly. You can be an efficient user of time or waste it. Lost time, it's never found again. Someone said, keep the true value of time because you'll never get it back. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. James, in his letter in the New Testament, has a good slant on time. He wrote in chapter 4 of his epistle, James 4, "I have a word for you who say, 'Today, or at the least tomorrow, we're off to such and such a city for the year. We're going to start a business and make lots of money.' You don't know the first thing about tomorrow. You're nothing but a wisp of fog catching a brief bit of sun before disappearing. Instead, make it a habit to say, 'If the Master wills it, and if we're still alive, we'll do this or that.'" That's a message paraphrase from James chapter 4. And James is really saying that life is short and precious. It's a blessing from God. That's why we should make good and effective use of the time we've got on this planet, not to waste it. So what are we going to do with this time that we possess? Another key question, I think, to ask is, where does God fit into our plans, if he does at all? Every 24 hours, God gives you 86,400 seconds, and he wants you to use it in a way that is the best way. At the end of the day, any that's unused or misused, or you don't use it, you lose it. As I've said, it'll be gone. You're never going to get it back. Someone has worked out if you live to be 70, you'll spend 23 years sleeping, 17 years working, and you'll spend 11 years of your life watching TV and playing, and 6 years of your life travelling in a car, bus, train or plane, and you'll spend six years of your life eating. So if you're a person who goes to church, you'll spend 1 year of your life in church. So the Bible says that life comes from God, so life is a trust. The problem is not that you don't have enough of it. The problem might be that you don't use it wisely, because sometimes we make poor choices, and poor choices can actually wreak havoc. You are not at the mercy of our circumstances or what is being thrown at us, because God has given us the freedom to choose. You have the exact amount of time. You and I, everybody around, have 168 hours each week. So the people who are more effective are the people, the successful people, are those who make use of their time. Do they have more time than you? No. It's just that they make better choices. The power of choice. What do I do with my time? Get the proper focus. There are days when we should reevaluate our choices, because it is very easy to stray off course and find ourselves under stress. And Moses in the Old Testament prayed, "Lord, teach us to live well. Teach us to live wisely and well." And the old version says, "Lord, teach us to number our days aright so that we can gain a heart of wisdom." Thank you that you've given us, Lord, time. And Lord, we just want to be good students and use the available time that you've given us today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.